Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's like a slower wave. Haven't heard the Sunday service for a while, baby. And it's feeling quite heavenly here on the West Coast at the moment. Welcome to the Cowboys Can Fan Sunday service, the very first in-season one of the year. And by golly gee whiz, does it feel good. This one felt nice, guys. This one felt really nice because in my brain, in my heart, I thought the game could be close.
Yep.
But it was anything but, son.
Well, fact of the matter, at the end of the day, Cowboys put up a big, fat, 40 burger.
40 burger. 40,
a 40 burger.
A 40 week shirty, one. Week one. And the Giants put up a nothing burger, son.
That really... goes to show you how that game went. I mean, it was exciting until it just didn't really change.
At what point, this is a question that I always kind of flirt with myself about, because I've seen the Cowboys blow big leads before. But what point for you guys were you kind of like, all right, this is kind of done?
Third quarter.
But what the score, like what was, when you looked up, like seeing the score?
I mean, I pretty much after the fucking half, I was feeling like...
pretty good?
Yeah, like...
33-0 for me. 33-0, I was thinking. Because I have, like, I'm going to say it. I had the bet. I had bet earlier today or a couple days ago. I bet on the Cowboys being minus 3.5 favorites. And I'm always like, just fucking beat them 100-0 is how I feel, right? Because you always feel like the team's going to get back just enough to screw you out of your point spread. Yes. So that's like, even at 33-0, I was like, I kind of need one more. And Mike McCarthy and the guys felt the same because Dak and the guys came out and ended up getting Tavonte Turpin his first career touchdown, rushing touchdown. So great game all in all. What a blast. What a way to kick off the season on Sunday Night Football. Shitty to be a Giants fan right now.
Shitty to be a Giants fan, I would say. But
crack him if you got him. Ooh, that had a little splashback.
Also the
splash and dash, baby.
Splash and dash.
Splash and dash. The, I would have to say that defense outplayed offense.
Oh, tenfold. Yep. Definitely.
Kind of expected, maybe? I don't know. Offense has vastly improved, at least in terms of what the passing should have been. And it was a pretty mediocre day from Dak Prescott in the air.
Well, speaking with who outperformed who as far as the offense, defense, special teams, this just makes me feel better now with our training camp viewing, right? Like, we were watching training camp being like, I said this while we were live streaming the game. I was like, is the Cowboys defense this good or is their offense this bad? And I think the offense has an ability to be good, but our defense is just so good. And I can see now why they were giving Dak Prescott and the offense troubles in Oxnard because, well, what did we get today? Eight sacks? Did we get eight sacks?
Seven on record, but we were talking about Micah Parsons actually getting credited for that first sack where Daniel Jones
fumbled it, went back, covered it, but he still got touched down by Micah. Yeah. In my mind, that's should be a sack.
Yeah, I mean, there is the rule where you give yourself up, but so I don't know if they like,
maybe they called that. Yeah. Good call. I didn't even think about that. Possibly they consider him just conceding defeat.
Yeah,
and they're just but
either way.
Yeah, I don't know. I hope they give it to Micah. Micah played like an absolute beast today. The linebacker showing why he is and will be the highest paid defensive player in the NFL because they were saying on rushing plays, and we're going to bounce around a little bit here because this is how we do in the Sunday service. They were saying during the game on Sunday Night Football, NBC, that Micah had been double teamed on almost 50% of passing plays.
Yes. Yeah.
That's huge. That's huge. Why do you think there's four or three or five, however many other players that were that got sacks? Because Micah's taking up a big percentage of the blocking.
Yeah, exactly. Two of our two other players got two sacks tonight.
Dorrance Armstrong and Osa Odigizua. Yeah. Big fans of both those guys. Very good players.
And were they a benefactor of that, you know, Micah Parsons eating up two fucking blocks every time he's coming in? Probably.
So right? did they give Mozzie got his first career sack?
Mozzie did, yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Good to see.
You know, it was a bit of a gimme.
It was.
But still.
You know your off or your defensive line is legit when Mozzie Smith isn't even the starting defensive tackle.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy to think that our first round pick isn't beating out Jonathan Hankins or isn't he beating out Osa Odigizua right now. Obviously, maybe in the future he will.
Right.
But it just shows how much talent and depth we really have on this defense. Dono Dub wasn't even out there, man.
I know, and the safeties actually really came to play. Marquise Bell had a fucking fantastic game. At least optically, he showed up a lot.
Seemed like he was everywhere. Yeah. Thomas, well, one way.
Yep, one way Thomas.
One way Thomas. Jeremiah saying in the chat, shout out to Thomas, got the action started.
He looked great. And we'll start from, let's start from the beginning here.
Do it. Take us back to the old school.
That's me rewinding.
Yeah.
I sound like a seal.
Well, Bryson's saying, how are we feeling? And then he goes, I assume pretty good because Ant sounds incredibly hoarse.
Oh, no. This is from some behind baseball. Last week at work, I swallowed a mosquito and it completely fucked my voice up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I dry heaved like 50 times and my voice has been completely hammered. Well, it doesn't help that I yell at work and then I also yell here.
Yeah.
But my voice is fucked up from swallowing a mosquito.
Oh.
What are you thinking? What are you, your little eyes you gave him? What are you thinking I'm swallowing?
I'm thinking he's feeling pretty good right now.
Oh, no. Yeah? I was screaming during the game.
No, I noticed a little bit of hoarseness, but I was like, oh, maybe.
You should have heard my voice. Yeah. I had, like, no voice on Thursday. I sound like I've been smoking for a long time.
From a fucking mosquito.
Yeah, it's from me trying to puke the mosquito out. It just like I was working and it flew down there and I was just like, it's like every time I thought about it, I dry heave.
It's like one of those things where like, oh, dude, you sound kind of wasted. No, I swallowed a mosquito. I'm good.
I'm actually, I was saying this before we went on air. This is probably one of the most sober I've been for a post game.
Look, after that first quarter, I was like, this is going to be a rough fucking night. Like we're shooting and shotgunning, baby.
Okay, so that's the good thing. This takes us back to the start. So the very first drive with the New York Giants, they kind of did whatever they wanted. They marched down the field, no problem. Saquon was picking up yards. Daniel Jones was rolling out, picking up first downs. Then they got into, I think they were on the goal line, to be honest. And it was third down, and Daniel Jones missed a snap. Ran back, covered up, Micah touched him down, and they decided to go for a field goal. Fast forward to the next play. That's my fast forward sound. Mm-hmm. And one way just comes flying. Thomas comes flying right in, blocks that motherfucker. Then another guy who I'm going to have a very hard time saying his name, I'm just going to say Noah I.
Yep.
Because I saw Igabinogini. I'm not going to be able to pronounce it. Runs in, scoops it up. The man that we traded for Boss Man Fat runs down the field. Scores a touchdown, and on the CanFan podcast during the live stream watch-along, any defensive touchdown and any special teams touchdown, we do a shot of our Newfoundland rum, which is called Screech, which tastes very disgusting. So, boom, we were right into it, slamming that down, guys.
And it was back-to-back shots, essentially.
Back-to-back shots. The best part about that is Adam said if Micah got a sack on the Giants' first drive, he would shotgun. So as I was bitching at Adam for how to put the knife into the shotgun, there was a
tilt it.
Well, because you were gonna, I have my laptop here. You're gonna spray it everywhere.
I mean, to be fair, I said move your laptop. It's not in the safe zone.
And then it was just like I looked up and Noah was just running for a touchdown.
It's even better is that wasn't actually a sack, technically.
No, that is. On paper. At least.
At least. So we just went ahead and we're like.
We just fucking sacked him and drank him, baby.
And then so our next points that we got, I think we ended up, then the offense went down, kicked a field goal. But if you go to our Instagram real quick, AJ, we got a video out of our reaction. For anyone that wasn't around at the time, for the reaction of the Trevon Diggs hit to the Deron not so bland interception to the touchdown, we cut a little video here, and it just shows pretty much our reactions and how we get down when stuff goes crazy.
And Bryson says, mosquitoes 1, Ant 0.
Oh, definitely. Mosquitoes a billion.
Formation they're doing. They have D-Law and Micah in the same spot, but Micah's inside.
Boom!
Screenshot!
One of the big goals this offseason was to get Saquon Barkley and Kenneth Moore in the passing
game. Baby.
Here they are. Unfortunately, the Dallas Cowboys have so many big play guys on defense. Trevon Diggs with the huge hit. And then the guy unexpectedly was a star a season ago. Ended up with 5 interceptions. Picks it out of midair.
I like this formation.
So
shoot him if you boot him.
We have fun.
We do have fun.
Shoot him if you boot him.
Shoot him if you boot him. I guess that's going to be our new call to arms. But this defense, guys, what are your thoughts? Best player, Ad. Who's your best player on defense? I'm not asking a Kraken player of the game yet. I'm just asking.
Was that because you knew I can't fucking hit my soundbite?
Oh, we don't have the soundbite?
Don't worry, I got you.
AJ's got us.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so my Kraken player of the game.
Well, we need the soundbite first.
Okay, so. But you said not my Crack'em, or is it my Crack'em?
Well, you Ant said not your Crack'em, and then you
said my Crack'em player of the game.
Okay, so not my Crack'em.
There were so many good players that just pick someone else that wasn't your Crack'em.
Well, Jeremiah says, and this is how I feel. Okay. I feel like there's so many reactions to make from tonight's game.
There was, yeah.
There is.
Good reaction. Not my Crack'em player of the game.
Okay.
But definitely a player that I was stoked at. TP20.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, TP20 out there was...
Truth.
Was solid.
Two tuggies?
Then, yeah, two tuggies. And then he's not going to be my Kraken player of the game, but obviously Micah, when Micah was out there, he was dominating.
Micah just makes everyone else around him better. And absolutely. It's just... I'm so fucking glad we got that guy.
Well, TP20 went out there, got 82 yards receiving and catching. Ran for a 5.0 average, obviously.
Which we like, mucho like.
Two touchdowns, and then in the catching game, 6-yard average. So he's moving the fucking ball every time he gets it.
Yep.
This is going to be a tough one for the Kraken players.
I think
game.
We might all have different ones.
Well.
I think we might.
Your Kraken player of the game.
Crack him if you got him.
Look at that. A little soundbite.
Okay, so Kraken player of the game. I'll go first.
I was going to say someone that feels confident in their pick.
Wanya Thomas.
Hey, man.
Okay. Wanya Thomas is my Kraken player of the game. I don't know what his stat line is, but the fact of the matter is he came right out of the gates, and he set the tone. And for that first quarter, he was an absolute beast. He was a dog, as we like to say.
Dog.
Wanya Thomas, his stat line's not great, but the eyeball test, yep. Wanya Thomas is my fucking guy.
Well, see, and this is the greatest part about this. It's all a personal feeling, right? And if we all split, if it's a split decision, it goes to the Instagram tomorrow as a vote.
That's right.
So I'm thinking we're split here.
I think we're split. Do you want me to go?
I already know your guy. So Well, you said him, but I'll lead out there. I know who you went with.
Okay.
And he was in contention with my guy. My guy's Deron not so bland was my player of the game.
Damn, okay.
Not so only bland. Because he had that great tipped, well, I'm not even going to call it a tip. Trevon Diggs absolutely cleaned out Saquon Barkley. I was bitching about Trevon Diggs not making a tackle on Daniel Jones when he ran out. He must have heard me because the next chance he had, he absolutely walloped Saquon Barkley, and Deron Bland was just there at the right time to pick it up.
Yeah.
But then he still returned it for the touchdown.
Yep.
You still have to make the play.
Yep.
You could have the ball hit you in the hands and still drop it.
Yeah.
He still, at the end of the day, picked it off, ran it down, as you saw, made us drink Screech, made us all, you know, feel a little bit warm in the belly area. Mm-hmm. But the other reason why I think he's the Kraken player of the game, because it wasn't just that. He was flying around all over the place. He had other pass breakups. He had a bunch of nice tackles. He was in there mucking it up. He just looked tough, and all his hits were hard, and he looked fast. And for that, him being a fifth-round pick, I'm so excited to see him in this offense for the rest of the year. I was kind of on the train that he was going to get beat out by someone as our nickelback corner. But he's just so good, and this was another step into him being a very, very, very good player for us going forward. So he is my not so bland is my Kraken player of the game.
Very fair.
Okay, okay. So far we got Thomas and not so bland in contention for Kraken player of the games. AJ, before you go, so Sammy in the chat says Zach and Tyron had a hell of a night.
They did. Okay, the whole O-line did. Whole O-line played very well.
Hard to give a O-line a crack.
Hard to give an O-line a crack him.
But it can happen.
It could.
AJ, who do you have as a crack him player of the game?
You know, just to make it fun, but because I love both of your guys' arguments, but I think he fits there nicely, Trevon Diggs.
Nice.
Trevon Diggs came in there, had a pretty good game, caused that pop, that interception.
The boo shit, as we like to call it.
The boo shit, baby.
I like that a big hit to us is just one of us screaming, boosh!
It's hilarious.
It's a boosh!
It was AJ. That was the first thing, was just AJ screaming boosh. And then after, in the replay, I'm then screaming boosh, which is hilarious. Yeah,
boosh.
But, and he also had a... I can't remember. That one stands out to me. There was also another play with Diggs. Maybe it was a TFL or something like that. Can't remember. But anyways, the guy played great. So I think he deserves to be up there on that echelons for Kraken.
Well, you know another thing. You didn't see them throwing at him.
That's right.
That right there, they just were like, okay. They challenged Stephon Gilmore a little bit.
Yep.
Gilmore got the interception. Yep. He could even be up there for Kraken player of the game. Like we said, there's probably fucking 5 to 10 guys that could have realistically had an argument for Kraken player of the game.
That's the biggest problem with picking the Kraken player of the game is when it's so spread out and there's not like one defining moment that changed the course of the game. It was a 40-0 game.
Yeah.
So it's like there's a lot of people in contention for the Kraken player of the game.
No one on offense except for perhaps
TP20.
Yeah.
And
I guess an offensive lineman, but it's boring.
Yeah.
Like, I hate to say it, but picking an offensive lineman for Kraken player of the game, it's kind of boring. It is, right?
Okay,
it kind of is for us.
Call of Duty says, Mike McCarthy, LOL, great play calling. So maybe is Mike McCarthy our Kraken player of the game?
He's not a player.
So guess what? He ain't the player of the game.
And if we were going coaches, I'd have to argue Dan Quinn was more Kraken coach of the game.
Yeah. When you look at
what happened. Throw it. So we got three different ones. We got AJ with Trevon Diggs, myself with Not So Bland, and Adam with Thomas. So I'll throw that in the IG tomorrow for a vote, and that's going to end up being the pick, whoever the peeps want.
Yeah, which is great because for us to be able to put together a quick Kraken player of the game image tonight would have been way too hard.
Yeah.
Would have been way too difficult
for
us.
Way too difficult. We got a jingle. The jingle's good. Can we hear that jingle one more time?
Do it again.
So the Kraken player of the game is still undetermined, but let's hear that jingle one last time.
Your Kraken player of the game.
Kraken if you got him.
So that would be good when it's a unanimous decision by us, because we'd be like, all right, Kraken player of the game, say it, and then we roll out with that. What a fun game tonight, though,
it was. Look, we couldn't have asked for... I was coming in expecting something that was a little bit more of a contentious game.
Not a Saw movie where someone's just getting brutally murdered.
Yeah. The whole time.
The whole time.
Chris
Rua. But I'm happy with it.
Chris Rua says, I think Thomas, he set the tone. So I'm just saying that because
Thomas was good.
Two people. And then so Sammy
Tell
says.
Tell vote tomorrow.
Do a shotgun, guys. I think we should do a shotgun for victory.
We?
Yeah.
Do we have enough?
Yeah, victory formation. Do we have enough to do a victory formation shotgun?
Oh, yeah. Okay, victory formation shotgun. Oh, you know what?
AJ.
What's that?
I forgot that I had brought reserves just in case.
Oh, well, we got some.
Okay, so we got enough.
But I'm that's super smart.
Yeah, here we go.
Reserves is smart.
Yes, do a shotgun. Do a shotgun.
Okay. Post. Okay. So if you're audio listeners right now, we'll try to make this entertaining while we get in a group for or a victory formation for a shotgun.
Yeah. Call of Duty saying yes, going to do one as well. Hey, if you're out there right now, Can Fan Nation. do a shotgun for the boys.
Sideways beer chug? Sideways I'm going to make a t-shirt, sideways beer chug. Let's go. Okay, let's get it. What a game. Oh, 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 oh. Let's hear it for the boys. You got the knife? I never made such a better decision in my life to call in, or not call in, but to book off tomorrow.
Shotgun formation?
Yeah, shotgun. It's not victory formation. This is shotgun formation, son.
No, oh, Adams. No, there it is. There it is.
Guys.
Let's hear it for the boys. One thing I will say, we do have, we'll talk a little bit about the other New York team while we're standing here.
Mm-hmm.
Interested now to watch the Jets tomorrow on Monday night. That's our next opponent.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see how they play against the Bills.
Well, we also, yes, it was a very necessary victory when we saw Washington and Eagles win today. Also, the Cowboys putting up the same amount of points in the first quarter that the Eagles did can really shut the fucking news up or the sports media up, because if the Cowboys came in and still had the 40 burger but only scored 10 points in the first, they'd be like, oh, well, the Eagles
did this.
Yeah, so.
I wanted the Eagles to lose so bad. Hey. One sec.
This is the one.
Hey!
Crack him if you got him, son.
Woo! Shoot him if you boot him. I like that one. I like that call out.
Shoot him if you boot
him. AJ's feeling it.
That was cold.
That was very cold. It was almost harder because it was cold.
When you say cold, do you mean like cold, like when you mean badass?
Yeah.
You know how a lot of people say that now? Oh, man, that was cold.
Like, it was pretty cold on the fucking throat.
Yeah.
I think
that's
good.
That's my second shotgun of the night.
That was my first. That was my first shotgun of the night.
Hey.
Maybe that's why. I was feeling pretty, like, I felt pretty sober at the end of the game.
You know, we need...
Look, I was feeling pretty fucking drunk after that shot and shotgun.
The first quarter, absolutely. But you know what? What we're looking forward to now is a good season. I want to keep seeing this happen. I want to keep seeing the defense outplay the offense. Same. Because especially, I'll take these numbers all day if they're going to put up 40 points and keep the defense to 0 points.
Dude, I would have been fine with us winning 17-0.
Yes.
Shutting out a team in the NFL is very hard to do.
Very hard.
Very hard.
I hope
to do.
Paul took that fucking bet.
I do too, because he would have hit it.
Yeah.
He would have just hit it.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. We play and practice in a covered stadium.
And when it's not covered, they're in Oxnard.
Yeah, when it's not covered, they're in Oxnard. So right? The fact that we're on the road and we're playing in the rain. And we're able to shut out a team, that's a huge testament.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously, any NFL team who has to play in the rain, it's not like you have an advantage because, oh, yeah, we're...
Look at Joe Burrow today in the rain in Cleveland. He looked terrible. Joe Burrow looked awful today.
No, that's a good point. The weather plays such a fucking huge impact. But when you're watching, even though how much it was fucking pissing out there when they did the kind of up-close shots... You didn't really notice it, right?
No.
Like when the plays are going on.
When it shows the lights and you're just like, oh, fuck.
You can always tell it's kind of raining because it looks kind of foggy.
But it's
not. It looks foggy or it looks, but you can't really see the rain.
It's almost like if it's drizzling or raining really hard, you can't really see that difference too much on a play-to-play level.
We go back. You can see our preview from Wednesday. We said we absolutely. I mean, I know I said it. Our defensive line was going to eat Daniel Jones alive today.
I said it. Write it down. Take a picture. Send it to him. You heard me.
That's actually a clip of Adam from the Wednesday. Yeah.
That's from my Wednesday. That's from the Wednesday show. Like literally a verbatim. Like honestly, the fact that our guys went out there and they fucking made Daniel Jones did not know what to do out there.
He looked scared. He had all the fucking mosquito eggs. Balls all.
You had the larvae
all over him. It looks so
weird, mole man.
Yeah, you look like a kid lost in a rainforest. What you look like.
I've
been playing outside.
Here's what I do want to ask you guys, and I know it's a little preemptive, and we're gonna cover this. What's the term? Audnasium. what's the, you know?
Auditorium?
No, Audnasium. Like, we're going to cover it a lot.
Right.
On our Wednesday show. But Cowboys coming up, playing that other New York
Well,
team.
They play in New Jersey.
Yeah.
They play in Rutherford, New Jersey.
The
but
New
yeah,
Jersey Jets.
The New, yeah, we're the Jersey Jets,
the
man.
The Jersey Jets. So, what do you think? I guess you, Anth, you pointed it
well,
out.
Well, I want to see what they do tomorrow yeah. night. I want to see what the Jets do tomorrow night. And right now, the Jets are actually, they're not favored to beat the Bills right now. They're actually, they're 2-point underdogs, which is fuck mm-hmm. all. It's pretty much even then, right?
But Bills are a good team.
Bills are a good team. They're favored to win right now. They must be playing at home is my guess because they're favored. But I'm excited to watch that game now tomorrow because, well, we're playing them next week.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a little, we're going to have a little bit more, what is it? I guess a dog in the fight or just.
Yeah.
Listen, us trying to figure out sayings.
So yeah, I know.
We're welcome to the Cowboys Canfan podcast where we butcher sayings.
Oh my well, Canada, God, you don't even know what to say.
In Canada, we don't have sayings. We just kind of
mix words.
Yeah, we borrow them from every other nation. So
we jam them if we can.
So do the Cowboys go back to Texas?
Yes. So the Jets travel to AT&T Stadium.
Oh, okay, right.
So
right.
It's at home. And they we will look at the schedule a little bit, but I wanted to say if there was nitpicking, because we know there will be nitpicking in a 40-0 win, people will look for stuff about the Cowboys to bitch about. And that thing of the game is probably Dak Prescott's lack of statistical
yep.
plays. But
you bringing him up?
When I look at Dak's stats, the main thing and the biggest talking point of the offseason was his amount of interceptions.
Yes.
He had a clean game. He didn't fumble the ball. He didn't throw an interception. And with the weather, that's a win for me.
Tell me when Dak really needed to start throwing risky balls.
He didn't.
He never had to. And that's why he only threw for 143 yards. We look at this. The high rush was Tony Pollard with 70. And guess what? Lamb, 77 yards, still eating up 50% of the yards.
I like that, though.
Yep.
For a game that the offense looked off, CeeDee Lamb still had 77 yards.
Yeah.
I like that.
They looked off, but they never. What do we look at?
They didn't need to look on.
No,
there was no flow. They didn't get a chance to get into a flow, really.
The first 30 minutes, the Cowboys had were on the offense for one third of the time.
Well, what was that possession that you said? It was like.
It was
19 minutes to 11 minutes or something crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like essentially you were never really on the field. Like, sure, 10 minutes is something, but it's split up between you're down. So you're not really getting a flow. Plus your defense is out there scoring. Like the risk that the offense needed to take was very low. And can you blame them? I can't.
Nope. Not at all.
So Sammy says, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Jets may have a worse O-line than the Giants.
Really?
Oh, I hope so. Well, the Giants actually, this is the thing. The Giants on paper don't really have a bad O-line.
No.
So, and that's a statement of this defense, right? The Cowboys realistically don't have that. They didn't give up a sack today. The Cowboys offensive line didn't give up a sack. Yep. At training camp, it looked like our defense was playing against high school kids.
Yep.
Like every play, it was like, that's a sack. That's a sack. The offense would still go through the motions, but it was always, it's like, oh man, that would have been a sack. Oh man, that would have been a sack. So it's like, I'm just so excited to watch his defense fucking go out there and just absolutely demolish people.
Fast.
Since day one, Ron Don the Smith says, yes, our defense definitely put the NFL on notice.
Let me say that one again for you. It's OG since day one, Ron the Don Smith.
Yeah, sorry. I thought I said that. Did I not say that?
but it's Ron the Don.
Ron the Don.
Which I think is Ron the Don, yeah.
Ron the Don.
Hey, I love it. I love the name. I love the caps lock. I mean, anytime someone writes in comments all caps,
okay. So
I appreciate
fucking
it.
Love it.
So to go off
is
of
he
the,
screaming the whole time, you
he's,
think?
He's fucking yelling at us.
He's jacked up.
He's making a point.
It's a damn point.
So Sammy says, Aaron doesn't have Daniel Jones legs, so he can't run. So talking about the New Jersey Jets, as Alex likes to call them. But
the Jersey Jets.
The Jersey Jets, if they don't have the O-line capabilities that the Giants had, or if they have a worse or even the same, then you don't have the flexibility that Daniel Jones had. Look at how many times Daniel Jones ran today over the Cowboys defense. If we can put Rodgers in that position and we can shut down Garrett Wilson, we can shut down Lazard. Well, now you put the ball in Rodgers' hands. What's he going
to
do?
Well, this is the thing, though. Rodgers' escapability point is getting rid of the ball so fast. And always knowing where to go with the ball, right? So even if they have offensive line troubles, he's going to have someone to throw to, and he has a lot better guys to throw to. Ad, you just named two of them. I have a hard time to name two of the Giants wide receivers, right? Yeah. And you could still even say Cobb, another guy, Randall Cobb.
Sure.
Randall Cobb, Lazard, and...
Garrett Wilson.
And Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson.
Legit. He's absolutely
Wilson's
legit player.
Clear the number one.
They have good running backs also.
Lazard's the clear number two.
And then you got your slot
and then
guy.
What's his name? McColl?
McColl Hardman. Yep.
And you have Cobb as the number three. And then, like you said, you have Breece Hall and you have Dalvin Cook. So...
They have weapons.
The Jets are definitely a challenge compared to the Giants.
And the strength isn't their offense. Their strength is their defense. The Jets have a very good defense.
Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner, Williams on the line. They have a bunch of good linebackers. Like, they have a good. It's going to be a matchup.
This is what I say. Good.
Yeah.
Let's. Cowboys do tend to play to their rivals' level.
Yep.
Right? And so... I don't mind that they're going to go into a little bit of harder competition because I think we got the squad up front that can perform. We got stars on every aspect of our offensive line, right?
Totally.
So,
yep.
I guess the question mark can be for tight ends. I'll take that for sure. But
tight ends, well, I would say that was a low point of our team.
Some drops.
Some drops.
Well,
nice blocking though.
Good
couple
blocking.
Drops.
Yep.
Here's the thing. Yes, our offense had struggled. If we go back to the defense for a second, and we talk about the Giants' offense.
Feel free to call them the Vagiants.
The Vagiants versus.
I said it. Oh man, I got them so good.
The Vagiants versus the Vajets.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley.
I like the Vajets.
Saquon Barkley
French.
Is definitely a better running back than, let's say, Dalvin Cook and Breece Hall.
Ooh. But maybe not collectively, though, right? You know what I mean? Like I'll say Saquon's better than either of those guys, but Saquon and who's the backup running back for the Giants?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the times that you're subbing Saquon off, well, now you have two dudes that are very good. Dalvin Cook's done it in the league for quite a while, and Breece Hall, he was out to a very good start last year before his injury. The Jets are a substantially better team than the Giants, and again, I'm excited to see what they do tomorrow, and I'm excited to play them because, in my mind, the Cowboys have a top. I'm going to hold my nuts a little bit.
I'll say it first. The Cowboys have right now a top three defense.
I was going to say three, and then I was going to stick it to five, but I'll go three. I honestly believe that. I think the Cowboys defense is very, very, very good.
I went from Anth was like top 10 defense.
Because you have to have a little bit of, you know.
And I was already saying top three, and now after today, I'm saying top fucking one defense.
I'm at like five. I'm at five right now because it's still early.
Who do you think is better than the Cowboys defense?
You don't know until like this. Yeah. You need at least five or six games before you can actually stamp it, in my mind. Do we have the potential to be the top defense? Hell yeah.
Yeah, and
definitely.
We might on paper have the best defense right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I need to see I need five games. Yeah. I need five games before. What happens next week if the Jets go and put 40 points up on us?
It's not even a question to me.
Shut your mouth, whore.
Shut your mouth.
If they go out and keep Aaron Rodgers and that Jets offense to, I'm even going to say, under 20 points, then, yeah, I'm starting to think that we're a pretty substantially set defense.
Top three in my mind, like, no matter what, we're a top three already. And even
we're top one, I think.
Top one, did you say?
Yeah.
After
that's
this
right, two fucking t-
hey, that's
after,
right. hey.
After this week, they will be.
That's right. For sure, they're a top one after this week. But I'm saying, like...
I agree with Ant, like... Yeah, you got to see it repeat.
You need to see a couple more weeks, but like top three, even coming in, I'm like, we're top three. Today, secure the top three for me.
Mm-hmm.
We're going for that number one spot.
I'm coming for it.
I haven't never watched. Last year was the closest I've been in my life. in my lifetime to seeing a Cowboys last year was the closest I've seen in my lifetime of being a fan, us having a defense that was just as good as our offense. And this might be the first year for me that our defense might pass our offense as the better unit, which I'm all for because I still think we have a good offense.
Yeah.
So that's saying something. Like, that's, you put that shit together and then you put our special teams up there.
Again.
Like, we're looking at a pretty damn good football team, barring injuries.
That's the only thing that's majorly concerning coming out of today. Our offense absolutely needs to hit those kind of reps with each other to kind of get comfortable. We need Dak to kind of get some more throws. There's just a lot of like things that you're kind of like dusting off the cobwebs, basically. That's what our offense looked like today. I still with the offensive weapons that are in front of us, there should be no reason why our offense shouldn't be right up there in contention to some of the best offensive teams in the league. Mm. Like if you absolutely look at every single position, we're right up there with everybody else. Period. So
you know what's funny? You look at this on the screen right here, and it shows ticket prices and the low prices, which is just kind of interesting to see. So Carolina, the game we're going to, is the second most expensive game on the list.
My God. I mean, it can't be too accurate because it's got the Washington game at 40. But that's standing room only.
That's standing room only. So Carolina doesn't have that.
Yeah.
But 260 is down from 300.
Yeah.
So that's good, right?
We'll wait it out. We're going to wait it out.
Yeah, let's scroll it down. See, I just want to see if there's any higher than that even. No, the Carolina game.
Hang on.
And it makes sense that the San Fran game is the most expensive because it's a prime game. So what do you guys want? Do you guys want to talk about our next couple matchups or do you want to just...
Let's save it.
Okay.
Let's save it for Wednesday. Come back Wednesday.
So final thoughts then?
Final thoughts, I mean, look, I think we all know it. Defense looked great. Offense, I'm not worried about it. I don't think they really were put in a position to really need to do more than what they did. Obviously, we scored 40 points, and the other team didn't score any.
Zero. Fucking zero. That's wild.
I guess I would look at it this way. If the team continues to just do this type of playing where we're completely handcuffing the opposing offense and scoring a touchdown or two, let's cut it in half. One touchdown a game on defense. We're going to win every single game.
Just win the turnover battle.
Yeah.
Actually, that's one thing. Could we look at real quick? What was the turnover battle? We didn't have any. Like, we didn't give up the ball at all. But how many turnovers did we end up getting? There was the Diggs. Oh, yeah, Diggs had that forced fumble also.
Yes.
He had that strip.
That's what I'm saying.
Forgot about that strip from Diggs. Diggs is going to win the vote. Diggs is going to win the fan vote, I think.
I mean, I kind of forgot
about his strip there.
Hey, guess what? I'm kind of already on the Diggs train over the Juwan. Thomas fucking.
Can we? Hey, I can't. I have the wrong.
Oh, no worries. We can dive into that.
We'll get it next week because ESPN has most stats, but then it doesn't have that stats.
Like the most important stat in a football game. What's your final thought?
So, Resin says offense punted three times and had zero turnovers, and it was a rain game that typically makes offense struggle. Cowboys offense put up 27. And yes, they have good field position, but what can they do? ?
True. I mean, good argument.
I like to hear that Cowboys put up 20. The offense put up 27
and only punted three times.
Yeah,
that's great. In a
rain game,
pissy ass day.
Rain game with zero need to push.
Try to put up points.
Yeah, to make a exactly.
So
Dallas had 7 TOS. Says Jeremiah.
7 TOS,
of...
What the hell is TOS?
Something.
I need it, Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, get us.
Give us.
TOS.
TOS. Hey,
don't start calling us out yet. Turnovers.
Okay.
Dallas had 7 turnovers.
That can't be right.
My bad. Turnovers. Everyone's yelling turnovers in chat. Dallas had 7 turnovers. Can you check that?
I feel like that can't be right.
I don't even know.
So you had, I mean, maybe turnover.
Sorry, seven sacks.
I can't right
now. Oh, seven sacks. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay, so Jeremiah says 5 fumbles, 2 interceptions.
What?
Take a look at the.
Was I way drunker than I actually thought? There was five. There was not. There wasn't.
Okay,
was
so five. So Sammy's saying 3 turnovers.
Oh, no, he's not three. Wrong.
Okay,
he's not wrong.
Okay.
Yeah, but lost. But you have to look at lost.
They only
though.
Had one lost so, fumble.
Yeah, they had one lost fumble. Then you got to look at interceptions.
Okay, so Rezin saying, I think you mean 7 sacks, LMAO. We had 2 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery.
And then also the block punt. But I guess a block punt would be a turnover.
Yeah. I mean, and how many sacks did we have?
Seven.
Hey, guess what? I'd play it, but I can't.
If they swap that, yeah,
possibly
no.
8.
It would be
Micah should have had 8. Micah should have had 2. So
okay, so like literally, I mean, can you give the Crack'em player of the game to the defense?
No,
you
it's
can't.
A player.
It's a player.
It's going up for vote tomorrow. We already know. Diggs is going to get it. I forgot about Diggs' strip at the end there, which is a very good play.
No, you're absolutely
me
right.
Me too, but I knew that he had something else.
I know. I remember you were trying to name it, and you're like, yeah. There was one other thing. This is why I kind of forgot about it, because the game, it was already so, yes. By that point, was so won already.
Yeah.
Add final thought.
Okay, my final thought, loved seeing the defensive production. I think the entire offseason we're thinking, like, this defense is going to fucking destroy. And it was great to see them live up to the hype. As I'm standing over there fucking trying to shotgun for our boy Micah Parsons on that first sack, they're blocking a punt and getting a special teams touchdown, and we're taking a shot of Screech. So my final thought is that this defense is absolutely unstoppable. They're going to go number one. It's going to be the number one defensive team of the year. I said top three, but in offseason, I'm saying now top one. That's my final thought. This defense showed us that they can handle it, and I don't think it's just because it's the Giants. We're coming for every fucking team that we play this year.
I like it.
Boosh, baby.
I do agree that the team's going to – we're going to get sacks. We're going to get a lot of sacks. We're going to get turnovers. We've gotten turnovers in the last couple of years. Last year, the sack numbers kind of fell off. My final thought is excited, obviously. 40-0, I'll take it. Been Cowboys fan long enough that these don't happen very often. Absolute beatdowns. Saying the last one that I remember was obviously the Minnesota game that we were at live in person.
43-3.
And they're just fun. They're fun to watch as a fan. If I could have the Cowboys beat every team 40-0, I would take it. You'll get some people that are like, oh, I like close games. Fuck that. I want to see us curb stomp teams, yeah, honestly.
Curb them.
I want to see us curb stomp teams. But my last thought is I'm excited. I'm just excited to see what happens next week, because the Cowboys pandemonium. Hopium.
Can-Fanomaniacs, baby.
Can-Fanomaniacs. Shit's going to be going. The next week feels good. When they win, it feels good. When they lose, it sucks. But right now, we're on top of the world. Monday for everybody going to work is going to feel great. Talk shit. Because you know everybody at their workplace has someone that makes fun of you for being a Cowboys fan. Yeah. And nothing feels better than telling them to suck a dick.
Like, I couldn't. You know, if they took the loss, it would have been a week of.
Oh, yeah. They're the worst team. Yeah. They're the worst team.
Yeah.
And you know what? The only shitty team in the NFC East right now is the Giants.
Yep.
Every other team won. But excited going forward. We will be back Wednesday night.
Hey.
What? AJ already got his final thought.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he went first.
It went me, and then.
No, he let out, and then I asked you after.
Oh, I guess what?
Because you went. AJ, yeah, exactly.
Didn't even listen.
AJ gave his final thought.
Adam doesn't listen.
This is how it went. Now that adds.
Well, what was his final thought?
Well, listen, now that ad's totally derailed the outro, it went, AJ gave his, you went into chat, you had forgot that we had done this, then I asked you, you gave yours, I gave mine, then I was going for the outro, and...
Well, what was his final thought?
AJ's was talking that he was excited, basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Elaine?
And also, I will just say this then, don't sleep on TB20, baby.
Don't sleep on TB20. For my second time, we will be back Wednesday night for the main event. Thank you stopping by the Sunday service. Usually it's going to be earlier and we'll go for a little bit longer, but it's late for everyone out there. Enjoy this victory. Tell someone that doesn't like the Cowboys to go fuck themselves tomorrow. We'll see you Wednesday night. Crack them if you got them, son.
Crack them if you got them.
This is my dance move.
Ninja?
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.